Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
All right. I want to start off this podcast with the V word. No, not vagina. Vulnerable. This seems to be the theme of this week, vulnerability. A word that I'm extremely uncomfortable by. But this week has just been, I don't know what's going on. It's just been so freaking prevalent. It started off with BE, right? Who's going to be exploring a one-on-one. And what after our talk, that we recorded, we were sitting there, we were chatting a bit, and he did mention, there were times where I could feel you just totally there and in the moment. And then other times where, you're kind of like pulling back or where I was a little bit more withdrawn. And that's true. That's so true. What he saw and what he's touching on, and actually what two other guys this week touched on, believe it or not, was, and so before I finish that sentence, because it just keeps coming up, I'm like, okay, obviously I must need to be talking about this. It's like landing in my plate. But what he was touching on was, me balancing these unique dynamics and this just, for me, less than usual situation where, I'm seeing guys and then, but these relationships, have been around for a while. And, one of them since a month after I started this. And, and then another one not long after the first year, but you get to know people, and spend time with them. And of course you become very fond of them, and it goes deeper than, this is a guy, I can text him and I can call him and we can go and just have sex. We don't just go and have sex, we do stuff, we spend time together, we enjoy each other's company, as well as, each other physically. And it was interesting because when BE said that, I was like, oh man, I mean, he's right. I mean, I it's like in order to maintain this and not just totally lose my mind and have the wheels come off the bus, I have to hold back, and pull back and keep my wits about me. Keep my wits about me. That's a really good way to put it. Because when you start really getting into this, and if it's not just a hookup, you're forming feelings, I don't know if I even said this at the beginning of this thing, but maybe it bears repeating. I don't like feeling vulnerable. And that's what the V word is, vulnerability, being vulnerable. And I was asked about that this week too. Like, who is that? And, where is it? I keep that under lock and friggin' key, people. Even in just one-on-one, relationships, I keep that buried. Like, I don't like that. I don't like that. I hate that. And it's awful to say because at this point, I should be way more comfortable with it. At this point in my life, being on the planet as long as I have, I should be way more probably evolved and comfortable with it. I absolutely can and do go there, with that really just opened up, totally vulnerable. it just, depending on who it is, you know, it's going to take me, depending on who I am, who it is, depends on the speed I'm driving towards it. How about that? And some people, I'm going 1 mile an hour. And then other people, I've totally stepped on the gas, you know, like I can't get there fast enough. Because of when we met, you know, like, you know, with one person in particular, because of when we met, really that just instantly, like I knew him and he knew me. It was great. And I still feel that's the case. You know, it's like, we're so similar. Very, you know, we react to things differently. I'll tell you that. That's for sure. We react to things differently. And our dynamic is definitely, unique, but, unique. But, you know, I've known him the longest. I mean, he's been around, like I said, since, you know, about a month into when I started this. So last year, probably around October, I guess, I would guess, when we met. Anyway, I can open up and tell him anything. I don't have a problem with that. And then other times, you know, I'm a little more, just again, like I said, depending on who it is, I'm a little more reserved, but everybody that I'm seeing, you know, and BE included, who just basically live, these are guys that, you know, I do feel that I can, you know, completely open up to, whether I have already or not, you know, that's in process, or it's either in process or it's already there. But still, I don't like, I still don't like when somebody, you know, touches on things. I mean, that make me feel like, you know, I got to close off, or I'm, you know, that's getting into a gray zone. This week has been so instrumental in just kind of teaching me and pointing out, you know, a lot of things that where I look back and I don't, what podcast was it where I said something like, oh, I think it was about the submissive thing. Like, it's just about, you know, I was talking about, you know, being in control, my life's being in control. And, you know, look, when I re-listened to that, it totally hit me square in the eyes. I'm like, oh my God, what, you dummy? Why did you even say that? First of all, I get it. I'm not in control. We're not really in control of our lives. That control is a perception. I like to live in that perception. I fucking love that perception. I relish it. I marinate in it like a pig. You know, it's wonderful for me. You don't need to shatter that illusion. I know it's an illusion, but I'm going to sit there and, you know, drink the Kool-Aid. So that part for me is good. But when, you know, somebody does, when it does really get rocked, and I do have to really look and say, oh my gosh, you know what? No, it's not. You know, you're the control you have is about 2%, or you think you're really steering the bus. You think you're driving the train. You're not at all. But the, you know, the one thing I think, so that acknowledging that and saying, yes, that's true. But the one thing that I can sort of quasi control or keep under wraps or steer are the feelings or the vulnerabilities. And, you know, that vulnerable side that's just totally completely open, I keep that person, you know, a lot of times with most people, with probably 97% of most people, that's under lock and key. Like, you're not going to see that person. You'll never see that person. You won't even know that that person exists, but it does. And this week, it's just been, it's been coming up like crazy. I can't believe it. Even just like, you know what I said I'd never do? I said I wouldn't censor myself. I would not put stuff out there. I've done several recordings, podcasts this week. I went back and listened to them and I felt vulnerable. I felt like I cannot say this. I can't put that out there. And so I'm sitting on them. So I don't know if and when I'll want to put them out there, but when I do, for sure I'll do this. This is what I'll say, like on the record. If I stop this at 365 days, I will post the unpublished podcast, the secret podcast. And put those out there at that point, because at that point it's done. Also interesting too, as a side note, was there's somebody that listens to the podcast and he made a comment, and he's going through them chronologically, so he's not at the end. And I think he hit the "Can I be submissive?" one, and he was just like, "You cannot be submissive. What are you thinking? You know, you're fooling yourself." And it was funny because that same day earlier that day, I think I was texting with Cowboy Ann, and I said, "We're just talking about what we're gonna do the next time we see each other, blah blah blah." And I said, "Well, you know, do you think I've been more submissive?" He's like, "Yes." You know, so I definitely have. It's probably at a slow rate. I mean, I'm still sort of, I don't know. Maybe that's not true to me. He would probably be the one to really better gauge that. But that whole, for me to get there, and the reason I bring that up is because that's a really good example of, letting some walls down, putting down some shit, just stuffing it down and saying, you're going to do this anyway, forget it, forget about whatever is holding you back, and do it. And I have, and it's been very fun. And again, with me, as usual, there's like, you don't even know how backlogged I am about writing about stuff. Like, I don't know. Maybe I need to give up on the writing, but I do like the writing because, like I said, it comes out in a different way. But I tend to be, it tends to be something where I feel that I'm not super, good at, and it's hard to push yourself to do something you don't feel that you're good at, as well as, probably for the same reason that when I did these podcasts earlier, the ones that this week that I just was like, no, I'm not going to put those out there. I felt too exposed. I just felt like I don't want the ridicule. I don't want the, whatever. And when I started doing this and nobody was listening, it was different. And now that I'm getting feedback, it's influencing me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. It's influencing me a little bit. And it was interesting because I was talking to a friend of mine about it, and he said, you've got to keep going like nobody's listening. And so that's kind of what this is about. This is about, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this one, and I'm going to continue to do this one. I'm going to get my head straight. I'm going to say, fuck it. And I am going to do these like nobody's listening. And so, that's it. That's the whole point here, is that I think that's why, and that's specifically why I didn't want to publish those other ones, because they were too, they're making me feel too vulnerable. They're making me feel like I'm exposing too much of myself when, I'm doing all this and I'm supposed to have my shit together and I'm supposed to be totally on top of my feelings and I'm not supposed to be, getting, you know, developing bonds with anybody. I'm supposed to be fucking blah, blah, you know, on and on and on and on. And, what this week is teaching me and has been like just hitting me square in the eyes with is that that is not, whether that's reasonable or not, I don't know. But that aside, that is not what's happening to me right now. That's not it. What's happening to me right now is, you know, BE's gone and I'm like, oh, damn it. You know, like I'm something's missing. I'm missing something because I can't, you know, I can't be that exclusive one-on-one person. And I have to recognize that, you know, like, okay, do you want to be that exclusive one-on-one person? Is that where you're going at the end of this? Is that what you want? I know this. This is what I can tell you. I'm not, between now and the next 90 days, which is roughly, you know, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but it might be a little bit over 90 days. But between now and September 1st, I made a commitment to myself. First and foremost, I honor what I say I'm going to do. What I said I was going to do is I was going to do this bullshit for 365 days, and I'm going to. So I'm going to continue to push this forward, knock things off my bucket list, and finish up strong. This is, it's like a marathon, and you know, and I'm going to stick with it because it really has, even with, you know, the people coming in and out and things like that. It's okay with some people. It's not okay with some people. Really, you know, it's not okay. Sometimes it's not okay with the people that I might want to, you know, I'd want to be there at the end, you know, but again, that's not, you know, my goal and my, you know, what I said I would do, what I committed to do to for myself was to finish do this for a year. And I really feel like people, you know, a lot of times people don't want to, you know, that's why resolutions are so ineffective, because they say they're going to do something and they're only letting themselves down. And for some reason it's acceptable to people to let themselves down. For me, it's the opposite. It's like, it's so unacceptable to let yourself down. That's you're of all the people in your life, you're the last person that you should be okay with letting yourself down. And if you don't hold yourself to that standard and a higher standard, how can you be like bring your best self to anybody in your life? I don't know. I don't think you can. That's my personal opinion. But so for me, you know, I said I'm going to do this and I'm just going to freaking do it. And there is a little price to pay for that. I see that. It's also managing, you know, the real feelings that I'm developing for people and keeping those in check. And so, you know, BE was right when he said, you know, like I, you know, there's times where I can see you like you were there or you were, and then there's times where I see you're kind of like, you know, a little distant pulling away. He's right. He was absolutely picking up on what I was doing. And that's because I have to manage this. You know, somebody could come along and just push me past that and blow me out of the water. But kind of left to my own devices, you know, I do get to manage this in the best way I know how. And for the most part, that is, you know, distance, that's being a little, you know, aloof, and, you know, a little bit more just sort of in the background and supportive and encouraging of them in other relationships. That's, you know, that's the best way to do this. Otherwise, your focus gets singular. And when that happens, you know, you're kind of done, you're dust, you're toast. So I know I kind of touched on this in the girls only area for the girls. And, you know, now I'm sort of struggling with it a little bit myself, but, you know, it is going to come up. It's not super, I'd say for women, it's probably not super natural, but guys probably have a much easier time with it. And I think that I'm a pragmatic female. I'm a more testosterone based female. I mean, you know, on the spectrum, I would be closer to the guys than the girls. So, you know, this is for women, I think, hard to, you know, see a bunch of guys and just be random about, you know, not random, that's not the right word, but just be, you know, not get super attached. Because I'll tell you, some of these encounters are, you know, like when you're with, you spend a lot of time with somebody and then you're getting sexual with them. And some of these, believe me, the sex is good. It's really good. And it gets deep and it gets like, it gets very personal. And so, you know, then to kind of like, just be like, okay, bye, see ya. You know, let's maybe look at next week. It's okay. I mean, trust me, I do it just fine. But I also acknowledge that, you know, there is that undertone. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's not going on. It is. Definitely is. I swear to God, I think some of the things that are lifesavers for me is like, getting the fuck out of there. Don't stay the night. Just go. Go home. Get in your own goddamn bed. That is key. Not that I wouldn't stay the night, but, you know, it could be the kiss of death. It really could. I mean, I have to be careful. And I'm kind of seriously, I'm like looking at this like, okay, just make it the last freaking 90 days. Like, I mean, then you could go crazy. Then you could fall apart or you could become a complete, you know, you could become a complete freaking psycho stalker after this. I mean, I'm not going to. That's not my personality. But, you know, I'm just saying, like, whatever you want to do after this, just the only thing I'm kind of focused on is like, getting through, like, you know, keep the wheels on the bus, make it through the next 90 days. That's all you got to do. And then after that, you know, do whatever the hell you want. You know, you want to keep it going? Great. And then if you want, and then you're free willing it. You know, you don't necessarily have it's not for a goal purpose. It's just for fun. And then whatever feels right or feels the best at that point, do it. It may be, you know, it may be like, okay, yeah, try, you know, being one-on-one, or it may be like, you know, I'll just keep see two people. I'm not still prospecting and trying to, you know, date more than that. I don't know. There's a whole lot of options after that point, but truthfully, you know, I'm not focused on that. But I'm very surprised, very, very, very surprised at this week and where I'm finding myself and how, you know, kind of vulnerable I'm feeling and how, you know, that's just being brought out. And, you know, like one of the guys is just like, I don't, you know, why? This is why the blog can be bad. He was like, well, I don't understand, you know, what you see in me. And there's all these other guys and, and I had to explain to him, I'm like, well, you know, cause he is a little more sensitive. I would say he's more closer to BE, you know, as far as like he's just, very sensual and, you know, there's a deep, deep, deep connection there. And I had to explain to him, I'm like, okay, look, you know how women are wired, right? Okay. This is how we're wired. And so, you know, you're not understanding why if there's 10 guys I can fuck and as a female, you know, you're really in control. The female is in control of, you know, the fucking, whether or not it's a yay or a nay, right? I don't think anybody's really going to deny that for the most part. I'd say 95% of the time. But you've got somebody that wants to, you know, just be sensual with you and hold you and be really go kind of deep with you. And then you got that one guy that wants to do that. And you got 10 other guys who just want to fuck. Well, there's value in the one guy that just really, you know, values you. Everybody else is a commodity. You know, I mean, it's like, okay, I could swing my purse and hit a guy that wants to fuck me. You know, I mean, it's not hard to do. When I say all this, it's not in a vain way. It's not in a vain way at all. It's just, it's nature. Guys want to fuck. Women control the yes or no for the most part. And so, you know, and then if you have somebody that's more like, hey, I really just, what I want to do is connect with you. I don't just want to fuck you. I want to connect with you on a deeper level. Then, you know, it's like, oh, hey, different. Okay. That's attractive. So I know I kind of went off on a tangent there, but again, you know, the weird stuff, I mean, the weird stuff that's coming up, you know, and, you know, and then even just, you know, one guy said, I'd like to see vulnerable Sarah. I'm like, oh my God, no. I mean, that it's hard to have that person out and about with legs running around while I'm trying to do this. That's counterintuitive to this whole process, really. But you know, I mean, I like him. I don't mind showing that. It's just, it complicates things for me. And, you know, I don't know that that's what I, you know, what I want to do. That I like the neat and the clean, the black and the white, and the perception of control. And I kind of know how to stay in that lane. And if you know, and everybody wants to bump me out of it or push me out of it, and I'm like, damn it, that's that makes it really hard. But anyway, so I think, I don't know if I mentioned this, but I think it was interesting. The last and maybe I did. See, I just, because I didn't take any bullet points on this, so I'm sorry if I'm just circling back on something I already touched on. But somebody did this week say, you know, hey, you know, I was listening to the submissive podcast. I don't think you can be submissive. He hasn't gone, you know, farther. And maybe I did already say this, but, you know, Cowboy Ann's like, yeah, you've been, you know, you've been more submissive. And I feel like after I had that little kind of meltdown, you know, that I got more submissive. I just relaxed. You know, I just kind of like exhaled and said, fuck it. You know, just go there. And that's part, that's sort of the, that is a, God damn, I said my name. That's a glimpse into, you know, the vulnerable side of me that, you know, that's terribly inconvenient while I'm trying to do this, you know, do this whole thing. So, I don't know. I'll, you know, we'll see where I land next week, but this week's just been, jeez, it's been rough. I don't, you know, it's been a lot of this stuff kind of coming up and in my face, and I'm looking forward to, I'd like to get back to simpler times. I just want to talk about funny little subjects and, you know, stuff that's just sexy and funny, not this shit. However, you know, it is part of it and it's coming up. And I did say that I, you know, do my best to be honest about it, even though there's a few podcasts this week that I recorded and I couldn't bring myself to publish. I think I was just feeling too honest. I don't know. But I'm like, I even sent one to a friend of mine. I'm like, listen to this. What do you think? Do you think I should say this? And he thought I should. And I thought, okay, I will. And then I just waited and I waited. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to. I'm not gonna put that out there. But again, I promise, when this is done, I will publish the handful of, you know, I don't even know how many it is, the handful of podcasts that you know, I chickened out on. And I don't like that. I mean, it's interesting. Like, that's the first time swear to God, the first time I've felt like, oh, I don't want to expose myself like that. And I can't figure out why. Maybe because of this week, it's just been like a kind of a vulnerable week for me, just a bunch of just stuff going on where people kind of, you know, bringing it to the forefront, putting it right in front of my face. And that had me just kind of second guessing like everything I was thinking, feeling, and saying. And then, you know, with that one guy saying, you know, I don't think you can be submissive, you know, and I'm like, well, for the most part, I mean, like out in the real world, the business, me, no, of course I cannot. No, I mean that, no, mm-mm. And just maybe me as a just person functioning in the world, no. But, you know, on a sexual level with somebody, can I sort of give that up a little bit? Yeah, I can. I have. And I like it. I do like it. You know, am I ever going to be just complete, I guess, really true, genuine, submissive? No, I don't, that's, you know, I don't think so. But, you know, can I, during specific encounters, go there? Yes, I can. And better than I was doing, that's for sure. I was fighting it tooth and nail. And now I'm, you know, it's kind of, I'm okay with it. I like it. And I trust doing that. I'm not so freaked out by it. So, anyway, I think that probably covers it. You know, again, I'm going to try to, after this, I swear, I'm going to try to do some, you know, there's better subjects to talk about, more fun, funny things. So I will lay off the heavy subject matter. God, if, you know, I almost feel like a bit of like, what is going on here? But it's just part of it for me right now. And I don't want to be dishonest. You know, I mean, I was honest about saying there's some things right now that I don't want to publish because I'm apprehensive about that. Because I'm feeling vulnerable. I think that would be too much. And like I said, you know, it's funny because before I was getting feedback from people and getting this, the people that were listening and paying attention, you know, I didn't give a rip. I mean, I just, you know, it's really just like talking for myself, to myself, by myself. And now, you know, I'm getting more people responding, listening. They, you know, for the most part, it's positive. But every once in a while, I do get some, you know, trolls or trollers, I think that's what they call them. And it's weird. That's weird. It's weird to have people just be so cynical and critical. But when you're putting yourself out there and being that raw, but, you know, then again, it's the internet and I don't know them and they don't really know me. So, you know, it doesn't carry much weight except for, for this week in particular, you know, I did find myself reacting to it and I'm correcting that. I'm definitely making a mental note, but course correcting. So moving forward, you can count on, you know, the unabashed truth and uncensored, unfiltered, stuff that just flies out of my yap. All right. So thanks for listening. And again, if you have any questions or comments, please send them to curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.